You know, it's just been 2 years, but it's really been fun watching this local company, this ride-sharing company, Alto, grow and pivot and adapt. And they just, right through the middle of a pandemic, they keep on doing it. You know the model. It's they hire their own employees. They own the cars. They maintain them. So it's a little bit different. There's a subscription model. But now they deliver all sorts of things, and now they're expanding. Will Coleman is the co-founder and CEO of Alto and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Great to be back, David. Thanks for having me.
So everybody's pulling in their heels because nobody knows about the pandemic and how long it's going to go or anything else. And you guys are expanding. I mean, we're talking to you. You're in Houston today. You're getting ready to expand there?
Yeah, we're in Houston. I'm in Houston coming to you live from our new Houston office today. And we are actually open and operating here in Houston. We're serving a couple of business customers down here and opening to the public in just a few weeks. So looking forward to an October 1st launch down here in the Houston market. We're also headed to L.A. very soon. I just got back from L.A. last week, and we've made a hire out there. We've got a real estate deal in the works, and we're excited to open up California by late October, early November as well.
Well, you know, you're not Uber, where you just sort of take out an ad and a bunch of people drive up in their Toyota Corollas and get a sticker from you. I mean, you got to hire W-2 employees. You buy the cars and maintain them and everything else. That's a lot of capital to start up a new operation like that.
Well, it's there is some added complexity. We do have to get cars down here and to our new markets. We need to hire. We need to do all the things that it takes in order to deliver, you know, the high quality Alto experience that we aim to give to every single customer, the clean, safe ride every single time. You know, in many of the ways, though, it's actually very similar to our competitors to start a market. We need to put supply onto the ground, make cars available for customers before customers will come to book them. So those early days are capital intensive to make sure that we've got assets, people, and vehicles ready to be booked by our customers. But we're getting really great reception from these markets. And we're seeing, in fact, businesses that are doing business with us even before we open to the public, which really helps create a baseline of demand for us and then allows us to grow our fleet and our driver base to be able to serve our customers even better when we do launch fully in these markets.
You know, I've heard of companies, especially on the East Coast, that are hiring companies like you to bring employees in. One, so they don't ride public transit and get exposed to, you know, disease and that sort of thing. And then also they can work in their cars. Is that what you're talking about when you have it associated with a business?
Yeah, well, we've got several types of businesses that are doing business with us and using Alto to get their customers or their employees around. Everything from car dealerships who are using us to serve their customers who may come in to drop off their car for a service appointment, to doctor's offices that are looking to get a patient into their office in a clean and safe way, and even you know, restaurants and retailers that are looking to deliver their products from their store to their customers in a clean and safe way. And so the range is really broad, and we're seeing that you know, are the things that Alto has stood for a long time, cleanliness and safety and consistency, resonates, you know, more today with our customer base than it ever has before.
You know, there's so many facets to what you've done in just 2 years. I'm really fascinated by the market. I guess it's the market by Alto or vice versa. And I get emails from you guys and you know, have different lunches that you'll bring every day or different dinners that you can arrange in advance. I can get loaves of bread and flowers and all sorts of stuff. Was that had you always planned on doing that, or was that a defensive move because of the pandemic?
Yeah, the market was really an idea that was born out of the pandemic for sure. We'd always known that delivery was going to be a part of our model long term, and that by having a fleet of vehicles on the road, our own cars with drivers, we could serve many businesses in a way, providing them the logistics, Amazon-like logistics, we call it, the ability to serve their customers with very fast, same day, even same hour delivery of their products to their customers. And that our own fleet really created that opportunity for us. But the market in particular, marketbyalto.com, was born out of the pandemic when we realized that a lot of our customers were looking for ways to buy the essentials that they needed while they were staying safe at home. And that we had many local suppliers of high quality goods that didn't really have a way to get their products to consumers. Many of these companies were B2B companies selling their products directly to other businesses, either, you know, farmers selling their products directly to restaurants or to hotels, bakers doing the same. And we had, you know, customers looking for these items. And so the market was born out of that, really by necessity and need, and something that we thought we could do to serve our customers well, but also create an opportunity for other local businesses to thrive. Yeah, and survive.
I'm curious,
during the pandemic.
Did you beat the bushes and find these people, or are they finding you?
A little bit of both. I mean, it started definitely beating the bushes and finding people. You know, we this wasn't the brand that we had built in order to be able to serve this specific need. So we needed to go and showcase our ability to do it. We found the first few partners, but now I think we're lucky to have others, you know, knocking on our door and asking us to help and showcase their products to our customers. So, you know, if you build it, they will come.
What's the most, I'll say efficient, but what I really mean is profitable thing for you to do? Is it carry people or deliver business to business goods, or are this marketplace? How does it? What's the
caring people is by far the most profitable part of our business, and really why it remains at the core of what we do every single day. You know, deliveries is very, very difficult. There's a lot more competitors in the space. It's very difficult to differentiate because, you know, even all the things that we do differently to keep products clean and safe and you know, tamper and keep them from being tampered with while in our vehicles. There's just so many people that are out there, you know, delivering food and groceries and other things. The competition in rides is actually less, and we think that we can differentiate more there, which means that we can, you know, justify charging just a little bit more for our product, which we think is a great value for our consumers. And that's really what drives, you know, profitability in our business is an ability to decommoditize the product, differentiate it, and be able to just capture a few extra dollars for each trip.
Well, you must have peak, you know, off peak and peak times, I would guess, for the riding business. So is this something, you know, the market, for example, or you know, running errands for businesses, or you know, transferring documents around, is that something you can do to fill in the downtime?
Yeah, great question. You're exactly right, David. I mean, the reason delivery is great is because it is flexible. And the number one thing beyond being able to, you know, capture a fair price in our business, the other most important thing is driving asset utilization. We have assets, people, and vehicles that need to be utilized. And so there is peakiness in demand for rides, and deliveries allows us to kind of slot those things in into places where we might otherwise not have an opportunity to be working. And so that's why delivery is an important kind of addition to our business. It was always part of the plan. But, you know, the pandemic definitely forced us to move faster and to build that out sooner than we had anticipated.
So have you nailed down your model now? Is this going to be replicated in Houston and also in California when you go there?
Absolutely. Delivery is a core part of our business now. So, you know, Houston will open with rides because, again, that's kind of the primary thing that drives our business. But we'll introduce delivery here in Houston in the next month or so, and then plan to do the exact same thing out in LA as well.
You have a uniform fleet, all the same cars. You're going to do the same thing elsewhere and use the same.
You get the exact same Alto in Houston or an Alto or in LA that you'd get in Dallas, a white Buick SUV. That's going to, you know, be a great experience every single time. The same experience every single time, which is what we know our customers really value.
Well, it's really interesting. I try to decide whether you're a ride sharing company or a Dean and DeLuca catalog. I guess you're a little bit of both. And next time we talk to Will Coleman, I think there'll be another aspect to it. We always enjoy our conversations. Thank you.
Thanks, David. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Will Coleman's the CEO, co-founder of Alto. For more of our conversation with him, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.